morning. For my English-speaking brother and sister, I have bad news and good news for you. The bad news is I'm going to preach in Mandarin. The good news, I have a great translator for me today. For the Chinese brother and sister, it's all good news. 因为你们要听这个很重要的信息，会听两遍。
It's very good news for the Chinese brothers and sisters because you will hear this very important message twice.
Today, I'm going to talk about prayer. 祷告不是我们基督徒的专利。
Prayer is not something that is unique to Christians.
因为穆斯林、佛教徒、印度教徒、民间宗教的信仰者都祷告。
Because Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and even indigenous religions, they all pray.
甚至连无神论者，他们在绝望的时候也会祷告。
Even atheists under desperate situations resort to prayer as well.
那么我们基督徒的祷告跟其他人的祷告有什么不一样呢？
So then how are our prayers as Christians different than other people's prayers?
那我们这些主耶稣的跟随者跟其他人的我们的祷告有什么独特之处呢？
And as followers of Christ, what is unique about our prayers?
什么样的祷告才是耶稣门徒当有的祷告？
How are we as followers of Jesus, as disciples of Jesus, how are our prayers supposed to look?
我们需要回到圣经来看主耶稣他亲自关于祷告的教导。
We need to look into the scripture to see what Jesus is teaching us about prayers.
当然，除了观看效法主耶稣的他祷告生活外
，In addition to observing and following Jesus' prayer life,
我们可以从耶稣他亲自教导的他门徒，就是主导文来学习。
The most direct way is to learn from what Jesus is teaching about prayers through the Lord's prayer.
主导文分别在马太福音的第六章还有路加福音的第十一章出现。
The Lord's Prayer appears in Matthew chapter 6 as well as Luke chapter 11.
今天我们单从马太福音来看耶稣门徒应该如何去祷告。
Today we'll be looking at the passage in Matthew chapter 6 and see how Jesus' disciples are supposed to pray.
在我们正式看这个主导文之前我们需要看一下整个主导文的一个场景。
Before we look at the Lord's Prayer, we need to understand its context.
从文化上看在一世纪的巴勒斯坦地区不管是犹太人还是外邦人他们都会祷告
From a cultural context in first century Palestine both Jews and Gentiles pray
那为什么这些人还需要耶稣再来教他们祷告呢
So why do they need Jesus to teach them how to pray
这个问题就跟犹太人已经有摩西的律法为什么他还需要耶稣来教导他们是一样的
The answer to this question is similar to why Jews need Jesus' teaching, even though they already have the laws of Moses.
用耶稣自己的话说，我来不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
In Jesus' words, it's that I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law.
耶稣来，他要建立他的门徒，成为一个新的属神的一个新的群体。
When Jesus came, he desired to build his community, a new community, as the people of God.
耶稣教导他们祷告是要成全祷告。
When Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, it's to pray holistically.
要教这些门徒如何去合神心意的祷告。
And how to pray according to God's will.
那从这个文学场景来看
From a literary context,
在主导文之前耶稣提出关于祷告的两个陷阱。
Before the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gave two warnings regarding prayers.
第一个陷阱就是假冒为善的陷阱。
The first warning is against hypocrisy in prayer.
第一个，他不是泛泛的反对公开祷告。
And this warning is not against praying in public.
他反对的是为了自表虔诚而故意做出来让人看见的公开的祷告。
But it's against those who want the appearance of holiness by praying publicly.
耶稣说，这些人他只想求自己的名，如今他们已经得到了。
And Jesus says, those who pray like this, they are seeking to build up their own names, and they have received this from people.
但是他们却在神那里并不被纪念。
But they are not remembered before God.
第二个陷阱是操纵神的陷阱。
The second warning is against the desire to manipulate God through prayer.
第二个也不是泛泛的反对做长的祷告。
And this warning is not against long prayers.
因为耶稣他自己也昼夜的去祷告。
For Jesus himself often prayed through the night.
耶稣在这里要反对的是他反对像外邦人一样用很多重复的而且没有意义的祷告来胁迫神听从他们自己。
This warning warns us against praying like the Gentiles who seek to use long, meaningless words to force their gods to listen to them.
为什么外邦人会这么祷告？
And why did the Gentiles pray like this?
因为他们不确定他们跟神的关系。
It's because they don't know their relationship with their gods.
他更不确定他们祷告的这个神会不会听他们的祷告。
And they do not know if the gods that they pray to will listen to them.
所以他们就会使用很多重复的而且没有意义的来胁迫神必须要听他们的祷告。
So they use many repetitive, meaningless words to force their gods to listen to them.
就好像念咒一样。
As if casting a spell.
就是来求一个不情愿给他们东西的神。
To beg an unwilling God to give them something.
这种祷告的本质其实是操纵神。
The root desire of these kind of prayers is a desire to manipulate God.
来达到他们自己的目的。
To accomplish something of their own.
无论是自表虔诚的这种假冒伪善的祷告，还是操纵神的祷告，都是耶稣警告我们，警告这些我们做门徒的要去极力避免的。
Whether it's prayers in hypocrisy or prayers that seek to manipulate God, these are both warnings that Jesus is teaching us before he teaches us how to pray.
正是在这样的一个背景下，主耶稣来教导他的门徒来祷告。
And it's under these contexts that the Lord Jesus is teaching his disciples how to pray.
作为门徒祷告的第一个要点，就是要确定祷告者与他祷告对象之间的关系。
As a disciple of Jesus, the first main point is that we need to know our relationship with the one whom we pray to.
门徒跟他祷告的对象之间的关系是父亲与孩子的关系。
The relationship between the disciple and God is the same as a relationship between a father and his children.
耶稣这样教导门徒祷告说，所以你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父。
In this context, Jesus teaches them, pray then like this, our Father in heaven.
我们祷告的对象是父。
The recipient of our prayers is a father.
父是从亚兰文 Abba 翻译而来。
This word father comes from the Aramaic term Abba.
有些类同于我们中文所说的爸或者是阿爸。
And in English, this is very similar to dad or daddy.
这是一个非常亲密的称呼。
It's a very intimate way of calling someone.
称神为阿爸在第一世纪的犹太人当中并不常见。
To call God Abba is very uncommon in first century Jewish culture.
但是耶稣他总是称神为阿爸。
But Jesus always called God Abba.
而且耶稣也如今也让他的门徒一起跟他来称神为阿爸。
And Jesus is calling his disciples to address God in the same way as well.
要知道在第一世纪跟随耶稣的这些门徒其实他们并不像人们想象的离神很近的这些宗教人士。
We have to understand that many of Jesus' followers in the first century, they're not religious people.
而是一些非常不起眼，甚至是宗教上不洁的一些人。
But these are people who are very lowly and even religiously unclean.
比方说他们当中都有什么呢？
For example, what are the kind of people that follow Jesus?
渔夫。
It's like fishermen.
税吏。
Tax collectors.
妓女。
Prostitutes.
革命者。
Zealots.
这些人无论是在宗教上还是在社会地位上来说都是一些边缘的人群。
These people from a religious and a social context, they're outcasts.
但是耶稣却将天国的福气带给这些在世上没有盼望的人。
But Jesus brings a blessing of heaven to these people who have no hope on this earth.
使他们因着耶稣基督可以被称为神的儿女。
Allowing them that through following Jesus Christ that they may become children of God.
他们可以来称这位神为阿爸。
And they can call God Abba or Daddy.
我记得在我以前上大学的时候，我从来不用为我的学费和生活费担心。
I remember when I was in college, I never had to worry about my tuition or living expenses.
因为我爸，我知道他在那里早给我预备好了。
Because I knew that my father had always prepared for me.
每次我有需要的时候，我总信心满满的给我爸打电话，爸，我需要什么什么。
Every time I was in need, I could confidently call my dad and say, Dad, I need this and this and this.
我爸也总是说。
And my dad always responded with,
儿子，好好念书，家里早就给你预备好了。
Son, just concentrate on studying. We have already prepared for you.
别担心，不够的话，我再给你多打一些。
Don't worry, if you don't have enough, we'll give you more.
其实，我发现我爸每次给我的供应都超过了我所要。
Actually, every time I realized that whatever my dad provided for me was more than I needed.
我才知道在这个世界上我再找不到第二个人我可以这么放心的给他求。
And I know that there is no other person on this earth whom I can confidently know will provide for me.
我为什么这么大胆的向他求？
And how can I so boldly come and ask my dad?
因为我跟我爸有个亲密的关系。
Because I have a very intimate relationship with my dad.
因为我知道他是我爸。
because I know he is my dad.
其实我们基督徒跟神的关系也是一样。
And similarly, us Christians have this kind of relationship with God.
我们其实神是我们很亲密的阿爸。
Actually, God is a very intimate Abba, Daddy to us.
其实甚至比我们地上的爸爸更要亲密。
Even more intimate than our earthly fathers.
而且他更知道怎么关心到我们的需要。
And he knows exactly how to care for his children.
我们称颂阿爸，他也是我们天上的父。
We call him Father. We call him Abba. He is our heavenly Father.
他以神的威严和全能来平衡我们跟他的关系。
His authority and power is on par with his intimacy with us.
因为我们的天父，他是那创造万有，他是那统管万有，万有都要向他交账的那一位。
Our heavenly Father created all things, rules over all things, and all things must give account to him.
而且他明察秋毫，他深知每一个祷告背后的动机。
And he knows all things. He knows every motive behind every prayer.
甚至在我们的祷告尚未出口，他其实已经知道。
And even before we open our mouths to pray, he already knows what we're asking for.
而且他不被糊弄，也不被操纵。
He is not fooled or manipulated.
但是神的威严和全能并不减少我们跟神的亲密。
But his authority and his power does not minimize his intimacy with us.
其实是保证了我们跟神的亲密。
But it guarantees his intimacy with us.
也是让我们这些作为神的儿女能够有一个圣洁、有天赋的样子。
So that we who are his children can be holy and be like him.
我们跟我们与神的这样的一个亲密也不会折损了神的威严和全能。
And his intimacy with us is not coming at a cost of his authority and power.
这样的话，让我们面对神的时候是从心，是真实的，来去回应，来去称颂我们的天父。
But it allows us to respond and praise our Heavenly Father from the depth of our hearts with a sincere heart.
天父是我们这些跟随耶稣做门徒的人，他是我们的祷告对象。
The Heavenly Father, he is the recipient of our prayers as disciples, followers of Jesus.
这是耶稣教给门徒祷告的根基。
This is the foundation that Jesus is giving to his followers as the foundation of prayer.
就是要清楚地知道我们跟我们的祷告对象我们之间的关系是父亲和孩子的关系。
It's to clearly know that the one that we are praying to and, is the Father and we have a very intimate relationship with him.
他是又亲密又威严的天父。
And he is intimate and also almighty.
第二个。
Secondly,
门徒祷告的中心是天父和天国。
The center of a disciple's prayer is the Heavenly Father and His kingdom.
当时第一世纪的犹太人通常借着祷告来表达他们对神在末世工作的一个期待。
The Jews in the first century, they used prayers as a means to show their anticipation for the end times.
那主祷文也是有这样一个末世的背景。
The Lord's Prayer similarly has an eschatological background.
就是耶稣的救赎工作在现在在末日要带来一个极大的改变。
Is that Christ's salvation work will bring about change in the end times and also in the present.
主祷文共有七个方面的祈求。
The Lord's Prayer has seven components of prayer.
前面三个是关于神的名、国和他的旨意的祈求。
The first three are regarding God's name, His kingdom, and His will.
后面三个是关乎门徒的饶恕、脱离试探和凶恶者的祈求。
The latter three is regarding the forgiveness of the disciples to escape temptation and to be delivered from evil.
中间一个是神对于门徒每日供应的祷告。
The middle prayer is one that asks for the daily provision for the follower.
前面三个祈求就是把门徒他的祷告的焦点和中心转向神和神的国。
The first three prayers turns the disciples' focus from us and our needs to look at the Heavenly Father and His kingdom.
我们下面一一来看。
Let's take a look at these three prayers together.
第一个祈求，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
The first prayer, hallowed be your name.
在希伯来的文化当中，人跟名是不分的。
In the Hebrew tradition, there is no distinction between name and a person.
尊神的名为圣，就是尊神他自己为圣。
For God's name to be hallowed is for God himself to be hallowed.
这里不是说神要使自己成圣。
It's not saying that God needs to make himself holy.
因为他本就是圣洁的。
Because he is already holy.
在他里面没有污秽。
In him there is no blemish.
这里要强调的是神的名要通过他子民今天在地上的见证。
What this is emphasizing here is that God's name is to be hallowed now through the testimonies of his people.
来使神的名被尊为圣。
So that his name may be called holy.
愿神的名被尊为圣，这是神的工作。
For God's name to be called holy, that's God's work.
也需要我们这些神的子民来去参与的。
But it also needs the participation of His people.
因为在先知的传统当中，先知以西结这样指出。
In the prophetic culture, the prophet Ezekiel pointed out.
Prophetic tradition, 这里面说就是神在神的名因他子民的缘故被亵渎了。
That God's name was blasphemed because of His people.
但是在末世，神要使他的名完全大显为圣。
But in the end times, God will make His name holy.
我们看以西结是怎么说的。
Let's take a look at what Ezekiel says.
所以你要对以色列家说，主耶华如此说：以色列家啊，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名，就是你们在列国中所亵渎的。我要使我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已经被亵渎。就是你们在他们中间所亵渎的，我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，你们就知道我是耶和华，这是主耶和华说的。
Ezekiel says this, Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations,and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I will vindicate my holiness before their eyes.
如今耶稣教导我们这些跟随他的人，祷告尊他的名为圣，就是祈求神在我们中间工作。
And now for us as disciples of Jesus to pray for his name to be hallowed is to pray for God to work in the midst of us.
不至神的名因我们在现在在这个时代而被羞辱。
So that God's name will not be put to shame because of us.
神，我们坚信神将来必成就他借先知的应许，就是他在末世要完成的工作，在万民当中显他为圣。
We believe that God will fulfill the prophecies that at the end times both Gentiles and his people will know that his name is holy.
现在我们这样祷告。
But we pray like this now.
第一个方面就是坚信神的名将来必尊为圣。
First, we're believing that God's name will be called holy in the future.
第二个方面就是我们祈求神现在就让我们去初尝神将来的工作。
And secondly, we're praying that we can first taste and see what God will do in the future.
第二个祈求，愿你的国降临。
Second prayer, your kingdom come.
耶稣在地上的工作标志着神国的到来。
Jesus' work on the earth signifies the coming of the kingdom of God.
但神国度完全的彰显却是将来的。
But the full revelation of God's kingdom is in the future.
使徒约翰和耶稣，他们传的是天国。
John the Baptist and Jesus, they preached the heavenly kingdom.
可是耶稣的门徒，包括我们，我们传的是主耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
But Jesus' disciples and us included, we preach Jesus Christ and him crucified.
有矛盾吗？
Is there a conflict here?
不是。
Not at all.
因为被钉十字架的耶稣正是天国的王。
Because the one who was crucified, Jesus, he is the king of the kingdom.
十字架是得胜的途径。
The cross is the path to victory.
主耶稣为我们的罪被钉、被埋葬，三天以后复活升天，坐在天父的右边，而且将来他必要再临审判整个世界。
Jesus was crucified for our sins, was buried, and on the third day he rose again, ascended into heaven, and now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, and he was coming to judge again.
我们对耶稣的认识要从一个天国的场景当中去认识。
Our knowledge of Jesus needs to be in the context of God's kingdom.
否则我们对耶稣的认识就会缩水。
Otherwise, we minimize Jesus.
Lordship. 可能我们只是把耶稣当成我们只是我们个人的一个救主。
And we think that he's only our personal savior.
甚至变成了我们方便的时候可以消费的神地。
Even some deities that we can just expense at our convenience.
而这些理解跟圣经的教导都是有出入的。
Such understanding contradicts what the scripture teaches.
耶稣他不只是我们个人的救主。
Jesus Christ is not only our personal savior.
他是我们整个救赎群体的主。
But he's the Lord of the entire saved community.
他也是统管整个宇宙。
And he rules over the whole universe.
我们这里就是说耶稣要在一切的事上居首位掌王权。
And this is saying that we desire for God, for Jesus to be the head of all things.
尽管耶稣的国完全的降临是指向将来的。
And even though God's kingdom coming is pointing to the future,
今天我们这样祷告，愿你的国降临。
And when we pray your kingdom come today,
一方面表达我们对神国将来完全实现的是一个确信。
We're showing great confidence in the future revelation of God's kingdom.
另一方面，我们祈求我们现在就可以初尝神在这个地上的掌权。
Also, we are praying that we can first taste and see now the sovereignty of our God.
神要在我们的家庭当中，在我们的工作当中，在我们的生命当中，在我们的侍奉当中，每一个方面都掌权。
We're praying for God to reign in the midst of our lives, our families, our work, our service.
这也提醒我们，我们作为门徒，我们的祷告的重点和中心不是我们自己的处境。
There's also a reminder that as followers of Jesus, our prayers are not about our circumstances.
而是天国如何在我们现有的处境当下去实现。
But how can the heavenly kingdom be shown in the midst of our circumstances?
第三个祈求，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
The third prayer, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
如果你读启示录的话，你绝对不会怀疑谁在掌权。
If you read the book of Revelation, you will have no doubt who holds the power in heaven.
因为无论是天使还是其他的一切的被造物，都服伏在神和耶稣基督的宝座前。
Because we see that whether it's angels, all created things are bowed before God and the Lord Jesus.
可是在地上却不是这样。
But it is not like that on the earth.
就像 Pastor Tony 他讲到的，我们社会当中面对的各种各样的问题。
Just like as Pastor Tony said, we face many different difficulties in our society.
比如最近发生在弗吉尼亚的白人种族主义者的游行。
For example, the white supremacist parade that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia.
那么华人的基督徒，我们当然对这种很邪恶的种族优越论，我们应该谴责。
As Chinese Christians, we ought to oppose such evils of racial superiority.
同时我们应当警惕我们自己不要犯类似的罪。
But at the same time, we need to be warned to not make the same mistakes.
有的时候我也问自己。
And sometimes I ask myself,
当我面对比我肤色更深的人，我是不是也有一些优越感呢？
Do I have a sense of superiority when I face races whose skin colors are darker than me?
如果答案是的话，我需要悔改。
If the answer is yes, then I need to repent.
其实这三面前面三个祈求本质上是一样的。
In reality, these first two prayers have the same nature.
都是将祷告者他自己的一个处境和他的本人转移到神、他的国和他神的旨意的成全。
And these are to turn the focus for the one who prays from themselves, their situation, to God, His kingdom, and His will.
这样的祷告也是将耶稣的门徒与这些外邦人区别开来。
This kind of prayer distinguishes Jesus' followers from Gentiles.
门徒祷告也是一种宣告。
A disciple's prayer is a proclamation.
就是宣告神的国将来一定会完全实现。
It's proclaiming that God's kingdom will be fully shown.
也是祈求。
And praying.
祈求父谢就在现在在地上，让我们这些神的儿女可以初尝神将来天国完全荣耀降临的一点样子。
And praying that for the disciples we can first taste and see the glory of God's kingdom that is to come.
使父的名被尊重，父的旨意被执行。
That the Father's name may be called holy and that the Father's will may be done.
我三一的新约教授包维军也是包牧师，他高中的时候他是参加戴绍曾的一个在香港举办的一个献身营，他在那一次营会上献身。
One of my pastors, Pastor David Powell, my college professor at Trinity, when he was in high school, he committed to serving the Lord at a camp put on by James Hudson Taylor III.
后来他来美进修神学，一直念到哈佛的博士。
Later he came to the U.S. for seminary studies at Harvard.
有一年他参加学校组织到希腊的巴摩岛的考古队。
One year he joined a school archaeology trip to Patmos in Greece.
这个巴摩岛就是使徒约翰领受神的启示的那座岛。
And Patmos, that's where the disciple John received revelation from God.
就在这座岛上。
On Patmos,
包牧师他感受到神要对他说，你的妻子有癌症。
Pastor Powell felt that God was telling him that his wife had cancer.
他就打电话给他当时在美国的妻子问他。
So he called his wife, who was in the U.S. at the time.
你是不是有癌症？
He asked her, do you have cancer?
他的妻子听了以后非常生气。
His wife, when she heard this, she was very angry.
包牧师回到美国以后就陪妻子去医院检查。
After Pastor Powell returned to the U.S., he took his wife to the hospital for tests.
果然发现他的妻子身上有癌细胞。
and found out that there were cancer cells in his wife.
而且他情况非常糟糕。
And the situation was already really bad.
他妻子马上要住院。
And his wife was admitted immediately.
当时很多的弟兄姊妹都非常关心他们。
At the time, many brothers and sisters came to visit them.
也为神来医治祷告。
And prayed for healing for them.
可是他的妻子的身体并没有好转。
However, his wife's condition did not improve.
当时包牧师他面对的除了身体上还有情感上的挑战外，更大的是他属灵上的挑战。
For Pastor Powell, not only was this a physical and emotional challenge, but this was a spiritual challenge.
他当时他坦诚，他没有办法祷告。
At the time, he admitted that it was impossible for him to pray.
因为他怎么神让他神学还没有结束，就让他遇到这样的事情
？Because why did God let him go through this before he even finished seminary?
到最后，他的妻子还是没有被医治。
In the end, his wife was never cured of cancer.
在这段时间，他被迫反思自己的，他反思自己的祷告神学。
And during this time, he was forced to reconsider his theology on prayer.
要知道他是穆二代，也在美国念了好几个的神学学位。
And we have to understand that he was a pastor's kid, and he has already gone through years of seminary education.
祷告似乎对他来说再熟悉不过。
Prayer is something that is so routine and familiar to him.
但是就是这一次，他再读祷告文。他发现他明白了神到底什么是祷告。
But at the time, he read the Lord's Prayer again, and God allowed him to finally understand what it means to pray.
如果神的旨意不是医治他的妻子，而是把他妻子接走呢
？What if God's will was not to heal his wife, but to take her home?
如果神把他的妻子接走，是更荣耀彰显神的国度呢
？What if to bring her home is to bring greater glory to God?
那他可以为着这个来祷告吗
？Can he pray for God's will to be done?
在他妻子临终的时候，他问他的妻子
：“When his wife was about to pass away, Pastor Powell asked her,
'你有平安吗
？’Are you at peace？”
他妻子点点头。
His wife nodded.
他的心就大得安慰。
And his heart was greatly comforted.
因为他确信他的妻子站在神那边。
Because he firmly believed that his wife stood by the Lord.
后来，他妻子的主治医师看到了他们夫妻经历的一切，非常感动。
Later, the doctor who looked after his wife was very moved by this.
因为这位主治医师他之前曾经献身说要做宣教士
Because this doctor, when he was younger, he had committed to serving the Lord as a missionary.
后来在医院工作以后他忘了
But later, as he worked in a hospital, he forgot about this commitment.
但是神透过这个事件再次提醒他
But through this incident, God was reminding him.
他后来就辞职去做了医疗宣教士
Later, he quit his job and became a medical missionary.
不仅如此
Not only that,
他以前他的岳母非常反对他们的信仰。
But in the past, Pastor Powell's mother-in-law was very against Christianity.
甚至在他的妻子的病床上最后的一个希望，就是希望他的妈妈可以认识耶稣。
Even to the point where Pastor Powell's wife, his last wish before she passed, was for her mom to come to know Jesus.
可是他的岳母连当时连敷衍一下都不愿意敷衍。
But his mother-in-law would not even pretend to be interested in Jesus.
但是一年以后
，But after one year，
她信主了
，She gave her life to the Lord，
而且是包牧师的母亲亲自带领她查经
，And it was Pastor Powell's mother who led her to study the Bible。
事实上，我们这些跟随主耶稣基督的人都会一样的生病
，The truth is followers of Jesus still get sick。
生病了，我们一定会求神的医治
，And when we get sick， we always pray for God for healing。
神是有能力医治
，God has the power to heal。
医治当然可以彰显神的荣耀
God shows his glory through healing.
但是神不医治就不一定就不能彰显神的荣耀。
But even if God does not heal, that does not mean that his glory is not shown.
也许我们不应该只是为我们自己的好处求。
Perhaps we shouldn't only ask for things that benefit us.
而是在我们当下的处境下去求神在当中掌权，求神的荣耀在当中呈现。
But to pray for God to reign in our circumstances and pray for His glory to be shown in our circumstances.
因为我们通常都自认为我们很了解我们的处境。
Because often we feel like we have a good understanding of our situations.
但是真实的情况其实是很复杂的。
But the truth is a lot more complicated than we think.
而且有很多的层次。
It has many layers.
只有神是完全了解我们的处境的。
Only God completely understands our circumstances.
我们可以为医治祷告。
We can pray for healing.
不过我们不是祷告说医治我，这样我的病就好了。
But we're not simply praying that we may be healed.
而是说医治我，让我主啊，我可以服侍你。
but that God heal me so Lord I can serve you.
既或不然, 也愿主你的美意成全。
Even if I'm not healed, that your will may still be done.
这是主耶稣门徒祷告的焦点。
This is one of the keys to how a disciple of Jesus is supposed to pray.
就是天父他自己和天国是我们首要去求的。
Is that God and His kingdom is what we seek for first.
其次才是我们的处境。
Our circumstances come second.
不要把这两个弄混了。
And we cannot switch these two.
这两个其实也是不能分开的。
And these two are actually inseparable.
因为神的国度正是在我们的处境当中去彰显。
Because God's kingdom is to be shown in the midst of our circumstances.
第三个。
And third,
真实面对门徒的挣扎。
Is for us to face honestly the struggles of a disciple.
这是第五、第六、第七个祈求要表达的。
This is what the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh prayers are showing us.
我们暂时跳过第四个。
We'll skip the fourth for now.
人们会犯罪。 人们会面对试探, 也会面对魔鬼。
And people will sin, people will face temptations, and they will face evil.
这是我们这些做门徒在这个地上真实面对的。
And these are the circumstances that a disciple will face on the earth.
我们下面一一来看。
Let's take a look at each of these.
第五个祈求, 免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债。
The fifth prayer, forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors.
这里所说的债是罪。
The debt mentioned here refers to sin.
求神赦免我们的债是指向末世审判时。
To ask God to forgive us our debts points to the end times.
神能给我们的最终的赦罪之恩。
Where God can give us the final pardon.
这个祷告是把我们自己放在将来要审判我们的那位主的面前。
This prayer puts us before God, who is the one who will judge us.
来回看我们整个的人生。
And to look back on our entire lives.
我们来祈求神的怜悯与赦免。
And we ask for His mercy and forgiveness.
而神在末世对我们的赦免, 与我们今天对人的饶恕是紧密相连的。
God's mercy and forgiveness to us at the end times is closely tied to our forgiveness of others now.
马太福音第六章14-15节,
In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 to 15,
耶稣强调饶恕人的必要, 他这样说,
Jesus emphasized the need to forgive others.
你们饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也饶恕你们的过犯, 你们不饶恕人的过犯, 你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Saying, if you forgive others of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
马太福音18章21-35节,
In Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35,
耶稣在那里他使用一个不饶恕恶奴的一个比喻再次强调了饶恕人的必要。
Jesus uses the parable of the unforgiving servant to again caution the importance of forgiveness.
这里当然不是说我们对人的饶恕是神饶恕我们的根基。
And this is not saying that our forgiveness of others is the basis of God's forgiveness towards us.
因为神的饶恕总是在先的。
Because God's forgiveness always comes first.
这里想要表达的是, 我们这些经历神的赦免,被神接纳, 并且期待在将来末世的时候, 我们期待神对我们的怜悯和饶恕的人。
What it is saying is that us who have been forgiven and who are looking to the final forgiveness on the final day,
却在今日不饶恕人,
If we do not forgive others today, that is unthinkable.
其实我们今天对人的不饶恕, 也是说明我们没有真正的接受神的饶恕。
If we are unable to forgive others, then it shows that maybe we have not truly received God's forgiveness.
也不太可能期待神将来对我们的饶恕。
And we cannot expect to receive forgiveness on the final day.
我们今日不饶恕人,
If we do not forgive people today,
这是有很严重的一个后果的。
There are many serious consequences.
在教会当中, 其实最大的挑战, 大家说是什么?
What do you think is the most challenging thing in the church?
关系。
It's relationships.
在关系当中一定会有冲突。
In relationships, there are many conflicts.
在冲突当中经常出现的一个结果就是不饶恕。
In conflicts, one of the things that happen the most is unforgiveness.
而这种不饶恕对现今的社会，对现今的教会造成了非常大的伤害。
And this unforgiveness has caused many hurts in today's church.
我当然知道，有些饶恕是有些人是相对容易一些。
And I know that some things and some people are easier to forgive.
而有些却不那么容易。
And some are not.
比方说在关系当中的虐待。
For example, if there are abusive relationships.
说实在的，饶恕不是我们的本性。
To be honest, to forgive is not our nature.
但是我们这些作为天父的儿女，我们有天父的性情，我们应当努力的去学习饶恕。
But us as children of the Heavenly Father, we have His presence in us, so we can strive to forgive others.
我们讲到饶恕，可能我们马上想到的是，我们要靠个人饶恕。
When we talk about forgiveness, maybe we think about I need to forgive someone by myself.
其实我们其实如果你特别需要的话，其实你需要教会一起来帮助你 go through 这个 process.
In reality, if we need it, then we really need the church to help us to go through this process of forgiveness.
比方保罗也让腓立比的教会帮助他们教会当中的两个女同工，让他们彼此饶恕。
For example, Paul asked the church of Philippi to help mediate between these two female servants.
还有一些很专业的一些事工。
Also, there are some professionals who can help.
比方说，有一个网站叫做 peacemaker.net.
For example, there's a website called peacemaker.net.
大家有时间可以看一下。
If you have time, I encourage you to check it out.
第六个祈求，不要我们遇见试探。
The sixth prayer, lead us not into temptation.
这里讲的试探不是说使我们门徒可以成长的一些试探。
This temptation is not referring to something that helps us to grow.
而是说让门徒去陷入最终当中的试探。
One that leads the disciples into sin.
这个祷告它最终指向的是在末世那些将要来的可能让这些基督徒会离弃他们信仰的试探。
This prayer points to the end times where there will be great temptations that will tempt the followers of Jesus to leave the faith.
但这样的试探也不是在今天不存在。
But these kind of temptations exist today now.
比方说在北美第二胎的流失率极高。
For example, in North America today, there is a very high rate at which second-generation Christians abandon their faith.
这个足以让我们警醒和思考。
This warns us to reflect.
我们这样祷告其实是宣告神的主权。
That when we pray like this, we're proclaiming God's sovereignty.
即使在试探面前，神还是掌权。
That even before temptations, that God still reigns.
这个祷告是提醒我们。
This prayer reminds us.
就是我们作为耶稣的门徒，在今日，我们生活在今日和末世的张力之中。
That as Christ's followers, we live in a tension between the present and the end times.
我们需要警醒祷告。
We need to be watchful and continue to pray.
第七个祈求，救我们脱离凶恶或做恶者。
The seventh prayer to deliver us from evil.
这个祈求和第六个非常相似。
This is very similar to the sixth prayer.
两个可以彼此解释。
And the two help us understand each other.
这里面既可以翻成凶恶或者是恶者撒旦。
Here, evil can be explained as the evil of this world or the devil Satan.
这两个不能分开。
But really, these two are inseparable.
恶者撒旦正是恶者背后的一个属灵的势力。
The devil himself is the spiritual force behind the evil.
恶者想要使用一切让门徒的来陷入最终。
The devil wants to use every opportunity to make followers of Christ fall into sin.
这第七个祷告是说在试探不可避免的情况下发出的。
The seventh prayer comes from the unavoidable circumstances that happen when we are tempted.
包牧师认为神从恶者手中将我们拯救出来也是不叫我们遇见试探的一种办法。
And Pastor Paul believes that for God to deliver us from the devil is one way which he is leading us away from temptation.
我的室友 Palmer 他是出生在南方一个非常保守的基督徒的家庭。
My roommate Palmer, he grew up in a very conservative family in the South.
他的父亲是医生，母亲是护士。
His dad was a doctor and his mom was a nurse.
他的母亲为了照顾孩子的缘故就辞职在家里全职照顾他们几个兄弟几个。
And his mom quit his job in order to take care of the children at home.
父母每周都带他们去教会。
His parents took him to church every single week.
上主日学
to go to Sunday school.
而且把他们送的都是当地非常好的私立的学校
to a very prestigious private high school.
而且他还是学校的橄榄球运动员
and he was a football player at school.
但是他想成为一个 cool person.
But he wanted to become someone that was cool, a cool person.
在学校当中 cool person 做什么
and what do cool people do in school?
喝酒
drink
吸毒
do drugs.
他也跟着做
And so he followed suit.
而且他到最后上瘾。
And at the end, he became addicted.
直到大学的二年级。
Until his sophomore year in college.
而且他因为酗酒。
And because of drinking,
他砸了两个路标。
He destroyed two street signs.
两次进入警局。
And twice was brought to the police station.
这个事件非常伤害他的父母。
And these things hurt his parents a lot.
他的父母没有办法做什么。
His parents couldn't do anything.
只有为他祷告。
Only pray.
后来他进了戒毒所。
And later he entered rehab.
接受了半年的治疗。
And he was there for about half a year.
后来在他从离开戒毒所回到学校的时候，他遇到一个很好的牧师。
And after he left rehab and returned to school, he met a pastor.
这个牧师完全的接纳他。
This pastor completely accepted him.
而且就是照顾他，而且让他参与跟这个牧师一起做事工。
And looked after him and asked him to serve with him in the church.
就这样，他才开始真正的认真的寻找自己的信仰。
It was then that he began to really seek in his own faith.
而且他跟神开始真正的建立一个关系。
He started to actually build a relationship with God.
大学毕业的时候，他到南美去教英文一年。
And after he graduated from college, he went to South America to teach English for a year.
之后就到三一的神学院来念书。
And later he came to Trinity.
做了我的室友，也是我的好朋友。
He became my roommate and good friend.
其实我们生活在北美。
You know, when we live in America,
其实在这个大学包括中学的环境是很复杂的。
There are many complicated situations in college, even in high school.
我们的孩子，我们的年轻人在当中会遇到很多的试探。
Our youth will face many temptations.
而且在大学当中可能集中了最为自由的一些教授。
And perhaps in college, there are many liberal professors that teach there.
他们用非常权威的姿态来去批判嘲笑圣经。
They'll use their authority, their positions of authority to criticize the Bible, to mock the Bible.
来嘲笑我们的信仰是多么的过时。
And to mock our faith and say how it's outdated.
如果我们的年轻人，
if our youth,
我们没有去仔细反思自己的信仰，
if they do not reflect on their own faith,
没有跟神真的建立一个关系，
if they do not really build a real relationship with God.
那在这样一个环境下，我们很容易被陷入试探当中。
It is very easy to fall into temptation in these sort of contexts.
我认识这里很多做父母的朋友，我在这边。
I've met many brothers and sisters here who are parents.
他们对自己的有 youth 的这样的孩子非常焦虑。
And they're very worried about their youth.
他们很担心这个孩子会不会还继续跟随神。
They're worried that whether or not their children will continue to follow God.
其实我们最可以做的事情就是把他们交托给神。
Actually, the best thing we can do is to entrust them into God's hands.
我说这个不是随便讲一下。
I'm saying this not casually.
这个把孩子交给神是我想讲的是像亚伯拉罕把以撒献上一样的交托给神。
What I'm saying to entrust them into God's hands is like entrusting, it's like Abraham entrusting Isaac's lives into God's hands.
你的父母你可以做所有对的事情。
As a parent, you can do all the right things.
可是你不能保证这个孩子他不会陷入试探当中。
But you cannot guarantee that your children will not fall into temptation.
或者你的孩子可能你觉得非常糟糕，没有希望了。
Or on the flip side, you might think that your children is doing many bad things and there is no hope.
你怎么能保证他不会像浪子一样有一天回头？
But how can you guarantee that he or she will not be like the prodigal son and come back?
就像我的好朋友 Palmer 一样。
Just like my good friend Palmer.
这后面三个祈求是谈到神的赦免和人的赦免，还有神帮助我们面对试探。
These last three prayers speak of God's forgiveness and people's forgiveness and ask God to help us face temptation.
这些都是门徒在这个地上所面对的真实的张力。
And these are the spiritual forces that a disciple will face.
如果说前面三个祷告，它的重点是神和他的国在门徒身上，并借我们彰显的话。
If the first three prayers are asking for God's kingdom to be shown through the disciples' lives,
那么后面三个祈求则是拒绝撒旦的国在我们这些门徒身上的影响。
Then these last three prayers are rejection of Satan's kingdom's influence on our lives.
即使撒旦想要尝试不断地得到这些耶稣的门徒，
that even though Satan is constantly tempting and trying to get Christ's followers to follow him,
我们宣告，我们也坚信神是最终的掌权者。
We believe and we proclaim that God holds the final authority.
我们门徒正是生活在天国和撒旦的国的这种碰撞当中。
A disciple lives in the conflict between the heavenly kingdom and the earthly kingdom.
在今日和末世的这种张力之中。
The tension between the present and the end times.
我们如何得胜呢？
And how are we to win this battle?
第四个祈求就非常重要。
This fourth prayer is of the utmost importance.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
日用的饮食到底指什么？
What does this daily bread mean?
日用它的原文是 tong epiosion.
The original language for daily is tong epiosion.
那这个词只在圣经里面出现，圣经的主导文当中出现。
This term only appears in the Lord's Prayer.
在希腊的文献当，同时在希腊文献当中也找不到对应。
And there are no similar terms like it in Greek.
越来越多的学者认为这个词其实是指向将要来的意思。
And more and more scholars believe that this term means to come.
日用的饮食应当翻译成那将要来的食物。
Daily bread can be translated as the bread that is to come.
将要来的食物一方面可以指明天 ，literally 的明天就是我们的。Physical the food.
The day the bread to come can be translated as maybe the bread that is to come tomorrow.
也可以指是末世神要供应的灵粮。
Or pointing to the spiritual food that is to come at the end times.
但是从上下文，特别是马太福音六章三十一、三十二节。
But looking at the context, especially in Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 32.
不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这些都是外邦人求的。你们所需用的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
It says, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. So here,
所以如果把日用的饮食只是理解成我们日常所需要的物质上的饮食的话，这个跟耶稣在下面的教导是矛盾的。
If we understand daily bread as just the physical food that we are looking to receive, then this conflicts with what the Jesus is teaching.
而且第四个祈求跟另外的六个祈求也是不和谐的。
Also, this does not fit well with our understanding of the other six prayers.
另外，保罗在罗马书十四章十七节讲到。
Also, Paul in Romans chapter 14, verse 17 mentioned.
他这样说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
That the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以 Tom Epiosion 最好翻译成是末日的属灵的饮食。
So then this term Tom Epiosion is best translated as the spiritual food of the end times.
接下来我们来看饮食。
Next, let's look at the term bread.
它来自 Tom or tongue.
This term comes from the term tongue or tongue.
直译为面包。
Directly translated to bread.
要知道在初代教会他们读的旧约的圣经是希腊文的翻译本就是七十是一本
We have to understand that the Greek Old Testament used by the first century、sure.
这里耶稣他说的这个面包跟这个旧约他讲的那个玛拿是用的是同一个词
That the bread that Jesus uses here the term is the same as the term for manna that was used in the Old Testament
第四个祈求应当从旧约的这个玛拿的背景当中去理解
So this fourth prayer needs to be understood from the context of manna
神在旧约赐玛拿了，他的目的从来就不是只是满足这些人肚腹的需要。
The purpose of manna was never just to fulfill people's hunger.
比如神摩西他在《申命记》解释神天降玛拿的意义。
For example, Moses explained in the book of Deuteronomy why God provided manna.
他这样说：“他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你的列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口中所出的一切话。”
Moses says this, and he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
而且耶稣在回应撒旦的试探的时候，他以同样的话再次说一遍。
And Jesus, when he was tempted by Satan, he responded in the same way.
而且耶稣在约翰福音，他告诉门徒他的秘密的食物是什么。
And in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells his disciples what his secret food is.
我的食物就是遵行那差我来着的旨意，做成他的工。
Saying that my food is to do the will of the one who sent me.
而且耶稣在第六章强调，他说他自己就是那天降的那赐生命的粮。
Moreover, in John 6, he says that he is the bread from heaven, that he is the bread of life.
在路加福音十四章十五节，那里面食物是指向天国的宴席。
And in Luke. Chapter 14, verse 15, food points to the banquet that is in heaven.
如此说来，主导文日用的饮食不应当是指地上的物质的食物，或者说引申为我们每天我们个人的需要。
So then, the Lord's Prayer, when it talks about the daily bread, it's not about physical food or our daily needs.
而是神在末世要赐给他的子民这个属灵的食物。
But it's talking about the spiritual food that God will provide for his people at the end times.
为什么我这么强调这一点?
Why am I emphasizing this?
因为我知道 我们祷告的时候，我们太容易被自己的个人需要完全占据。
Because I know that when we pray, we're so easily taken over by our own personal needs.
我们很容易把我们的需要放在第一位，把我们的天国放在第二位。
It's very easy to put our needs first and to put the heavenly kingdom second.
但是主祷文却是挑战我们。
But the Lord's prayer is challenging us.
那这里面所说的，他这里面说。要知道在旧约他们去领受玛拿的时候他们需要每天去领受神给他们供应的玛拿
Here it's saying that you have to understand that in the Old Testament when they received manna they had to go and gather the manna every single day
这里面也是提醒我们
And this is reminding us
我们这些天国的子民需要每天来到神的面前
That as citizens of heaven we need to come before God every day
求神赐给我们这末世的这属灵的粮食
and ask God to give us this spiritual food
而且就是今天
and today
这个听起来奇怪
it sounds strange
可是这正是我们这些做门徒我们在地上的真实的写照
but this is the secret for us to live out our lives our identities as citizens of heaven
我们生活在地上但是我们却祈求神的国在地上降临
We're living on the earth. We're praying for God's kingdom to be shown here.
我们生活在现在。
We live in the now.
对，可是我们却祈求神将来的荣耀在现在来实现。
We pray that God's future glory will be shown now.
我们面对撒旦的试探。
We face Satan's temptations.
我们祈求神在其中掌权。
We pray that He will reign in the midst of it.
我们就是生活在这样的一个天国与撒旦的国，今日与将来的这样的一个张力当中。
We live in such a tension between the present and the end times, between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan.
我们本土，我们没有办法靠自己来过这样的一个生活。
As Jesus' followers, we can't live out this life on our own strength.
我们也没有办法在地上去见证神的荣耀。
We cannot here testify of God's glory.
没有办法去活出我们在地上，我们作为神的天国子民。
We cannot live our lives, as call with our calling as citizens of heaven.
我们唯有每天都来到神的面前，来领受末日的灵粮。
It's only through coming before God daily and receiving the spiritual food.
这四个第四个祈求可以说是整个主祷文的要节。
This fourth prayer can be said to be the key to the Lord's prayer.
我知道我们。华人的饮食文化非常的悠远流长。
I know that in our Chinese culture, there's a very long history of eating and drinking.
这个对我们华人教会也是非常重要。
It's a very important thing to a Chinese church.
我讲这个道不是要反对大家。
I'm saying this not as a means to rebuke all of you.
而是说在我们为我们饭前的饮食，我们去做谢饭祷告的时候。
But it's saying that when we pray before our meals,
我们不只是感谢神给我们供应的这个粮食。
We're not only thanking God for providing for the food in front of us.
我们是借着这个粮食，我们来到神的面前说：“神，我们需要你过我们今天的生活。”
But through this food and through this prayer, we're saying, God, I need you, and I need you to help me live this day.
只有这样，我们才能在这种现世与末世天国。与撒旦的国这种挣扎当中，去真实的活出我们作为耶稣门徒的身份。
It's only like this that we can live out in this conflict between the present and the now, the conflict between Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom, that we can live out our identities as followers of Jesus.
主祷文更是门徒的祷告范本。
This Lord's prayer is the model of the disciples' prayer.
主祷文也是把耶稣的跟随者跟那些假冒为善的祷告者和操纵神的祷告者彻底区分开来。
This prayer totally distinguishes the prayers of true followers of Jesus from those who are hypocrites and prayers that seek to manipulate God.
主祷文它的根基是我们这些祷告者跟祷告对象之间的一个亲密的关系。
The Lord's prayer reminds us that the foundation of our prayer is in the relationship between us and the one who we pray to.
这个祷告的焦点是天父和天国。
The focus of our prayers is God as the Heavenly Father and His kingdom.
这个祷告的场景是我们门徒在地上真实的属灵的挣扎。
The context of our prayers is in the struggles as followers of Christ face.
这个祷告的关键是我们日用的饮食每今日赐给我们。
That the key to this prayer is that the spiritual food we needed today.
好使我们靠着神赐的天粮让我们活在地如在天在今如在末世的生活
so that through the spiritual food we may live out the realities of heaven on earth and the end days in the now
谢谢
Thank you.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们向你献上感恩。
Lord, we give you thanks.
当你的话语解开的时候，
that when your word is revealed,
我们就被你亲自来教导。
We are taught by you directly.
求你亲自教导我们祷告。
We ask you that you would teach us how to pray.
真的让我们能够明白神你的心意。
That we may understand, truly understand your will.
让我们在这个世上，
that when we live on this earth,
我们真的活出天国子民的身份。
We may live out our identities as citizens of heaven.
奉主